This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We mentioned this yesterday at the top of the program that we are in the middle of a big week for corporate earnings, which means there is a word you are going to be hearing a lot.
Expectation. They say
the company beat expectations and it reported.
Most on the street were expecting them to earn just $1.31.
So for today's installment of Kai Explains, what expectations actually means and who decides what those expectations are.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
At the most basic level, we're talking about how companies are expected to perform come earnings time versus how they actually did perform. Caleb Silver is the editor-in-chief of Investopedia.
Performance refers to financial metrics like profit, sales, new customers, return on investments, and other data points that tell you how healthy a company actually is.
Take, for instance, McDonald's, which reported third quarter earnings last week. CNBC had the coverage.
The revenue line came in just about in line with expectations, $5.43 billion versus the $5.48 billion the street was anticipating. But again, it's a decent chunk of a miss.
In other words, McDonald's revenue in the third quarter was almost, but not quite, where Wall Street thought it ought to be. And by Wall Street here, we mean what are called sell-side analysts. Here's Sarah Williamson. She's the CEO of FCLT Global.
So analysts at the large investment banks.
Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Citibank, you know the list.
Analyze a company, look at their strategy, and try to estimate or guesstimate what they might earn in an upcoming quarter.
And then they make public recommendations about a company's stock, whether to buy it, sell it, or hold it. There are 32 sell-side analysts who watch McDonald's, which is pretty normal for a big publicly traded company. They get their data, those analysts do, from two places. First of all, the companies themselves. Here's Stephanie Link. She's the head of global research at the investment firm Nuveen.
In the United States, there's a lot of disclosure from companies. They do conference calls with analysts. They do conferences, and they visit with investors as well as analysts that cover the companies.
And also,
a very good analyst will go out of their way and try to find non-traditional ways of being even more accurate.
Maybe calling the company's suppliers or actually getting out of the office entirely.
They might be doing a bus tour, which is just getting a whole bunch of investors on a bus, and you drive to various different locations, and you see the product in the store, you see the traffic in the store.
The end goal being?
You really just get any kind of information at all in order to get a feel for how the business trends are shaping up.
Then all of the analysts publish their analysis and earnings forecast, and those become expectations. It's not a science, to be clear, nor are expectations gospel. Again, Caleb Silver from Investopedia.
So when you hear about companies meeting or not beating expectations, you don't have to care too much about what's happening with individual companies. But if you hear, let's say, in the retail sector that a lot of companies are missing expectations, that means sales are weakening and that the consumer isn't spending as much, which is a bad sign for the economy.
Just re-upping the signs of the economy coming this week, apocalyptic or otherwise. The Federal Reserve meets on interest rates today and tomorrow. The announcement comes tomorrow. The Bureau of Labor Statistics delivers the October jobs report Friday morning. If you've got something you'd like to have explained, you got to tell us. That's the only way we know. Twitter's probably best. The show is at Marketplace. I'm at Kai Ryssdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L. My boss tells me I have to spell it out.